after we knew that Long Road Out of Eden was going to be on this record, I asked myself, what song could possibly follow this? And the answer in my head was none. There needs to be a time to rest a little bit. You know, a little bit of something that's just, you just can't come back and sing in another song after that. So I had toyed around with this guitar and string piece back in the mid-90s. No, actually, for the Millennium show that we did, for 2000. And, you know, it just sounded to me like it was sort of for a soldier, you know. And like you say, we just needed, and I called Don, I said, look, this song is so provocative and leaves one with so much to ponder that I think we need a little instrumental link before we start another song. You know, something to give people just a little time to, I mean, to still listen to the song, but, you know, but like I say, sort of to segue, you know, to the next piece. So I recorded that after Long Road.
I Dreamed There Was No More War from the Eagles, exclusively on Gold, Long Road Out of Eden. Now, when there have been disagreements between Henley and Fry in the band, it was usually Timothy B. Schmidt who was in the middle.
I guess in every group of people, whatever they are, there's a natural sort of pecking order starts being set up, and the pecking order in this band was set up before I was there. I'm not by nature an alpha guy, you know, but not that I don't have strong opinions, but I often have to bite my tongue, as a matter of fact, and I do. I think I'm an integral part of this group for obvious reasons and some maybe not so obvious, and I believe that some of the not so obvious ones, they're not so concrete as I don't know if I could put it into words. I think you have to have somebody there. You have to have some people who have some sort of stability, who don't make the waves, who say, okay, well, you've decided on this decision, okay, I'm there, I'm going there. And it's kind of my nature. Plus, I defer to them naturally too. They're the ones that started this band. They're the ones that have the classics songs. I felt rewarded enough to be regarded enough way back when they asked me to join the band. That was pretty thrilling at the time for me, and I've learned a lot from them. Hopefully they've learned something from me. I don't know. There's enough waves in the band already without having somebody else to create some more. If I have a creative difference, I'm not afraid to express it, but you know, I know when and how to back down too.
The Eagles are in London at the end of this month for one, just one, intimate and very exclusive gig at the O2. So when I met them in Los Angeles last week, I naturally asked if there were any plans for a world tour. We'll find out Don Henley's answer next on Gold.